In just 1 month's time, the red car blast furnace is due to be relit, starting the process that will bring steelmaking back to Teesside. Can hardly wait. SSI set itself a tough target, choosing December the 8th to revive the industry, which is so integral to this region's heritage. The first batch of new recruits, or in many cases, old new recruits, had their first day on the 11th of October. We spoke to the returning raw materials worker, Mike Todd, who had taken work as a window cleaner after losing his job when the plant was mothballed. It's 1 month in and 1 month to go. We decided to catch up with him again as he mentors the 23-year-old former baker, Kieran Brown.
My name's Mike Todd. I'm age 53. Most of my working life, from 1976 onwards to the mothballing, I worked at the Redcar steel plant at the raw materials.
Proud of me. For me, a dream come true, really. I never expected it, you know, when I left. I said, there's no way this is going to open up. Well, it's never happened. No plant blast furnaces shut down and opened up. It's the first time in history it's ever happened, so no one was really expecting it. It's been fantastic. It's been great seeing my old friends, seeing the plant again, seeing the machines again, and also the bonus of the new starters working along with them. It's been really, really good.
Everyone I've ever known, of like all my friends, they all say, oh yeah, I work at the steel industry now. It's a brilliant job, you know. It's all hands on. To most people it sounds like, oh, it's a real man's job, this. It's like, you know, metal and machines, big belts and that. Since I was about 14, 15, I was like, oh, I want one of these jobs. I'm so new to it. There's, like, when I first started here on 11th of October, it was the first time I ever stepped foot on the site. So everything about it is completely new to me. I didn't have the slightest clue about steelmaking at all.
I mean, maybe complacency. You know, we wanted us to go in with a new set of values to put things right, to take the opportunity that we've got, you know, to address the things that have gone wrong in the past.
It's going to be a slow process, but the culture is going to come in. We've always been a safety-first plant, but even I can see in the month that I've been back that it's improved incredibly. It's really, you know, that is the main issue, getting this culture change into how you look after yourself, how you look after your amenities, to how you treat the plant. It's all going from the ground upwards, and it's been led by management as well, but everyone's responding to it.
Like, everyone wants it to go on for years and years, and it'd benefit me. I mean, I'm only 23 years old. I've got my whole future ahead of me, so this is, if it stays, it's a job for life for me. So I hope it stays, I really do. I'll give 110% to do it.
We need to hit the ground running, so we need a bit of experience as well, so it's just to get that right blend. You need the experience to teach the younger ones that are going to come.
Yeah, I like being a mentor. It's a good role. Got a lot to teach them, positive things to teach them. That's all we're doing, teaching them the good things. Well, they're taking it all on board. I mean, Kieran, when he got the job, when he heard it was raw materials, he thought he was working in some sort of sewerage plant, just going by the...
Yeah, we're all sat down talking, and everyone's like, oh, I've got the coke ovens, I've got this and I've got that. And I was like, I've got raw materials. I was like, is that sewage? Everyone started laughing. I was like, it does sound like sewage, doesn't it? One or two did agree, but everyone else was laughing, but it was fun.
I think it's a fantastic opportunity for everyone who's come in, for myself to finish my career here. It's also exciting. There's also new people to meet and to get to know, because, you know, I've come in back and there's people who I don't know now. You know, people driving my machines and I consider my machines and I don't know them, you know, so it's still a learning process for me as well.
For me personally, it was a case of unfinished business. I've always been, as I say, a man of steel.